systematic focal point, bringing damage to your borough. Uh-huh. Be some brothers from the east with them beats that be thorough. Got the solar gravitation, so I'm bound to pull it. I gets down like brothers are found, ducking from bullets. Gun control means using both hands in my land. Yeah. Where it's all about the cautious living. Uh-huh. Migrating to a higher form of consequence. Compliments are struggling, that shouldn't be notable. Man, every word I say should be a hip-hop quotable.
I'm sick of bitches shaking asses. I'm sick of talking about blood, sick of Versace glasses. Sick of slang, sick of half-ass award shows. Sick of name-brand clothes. Uh-huh. Sick of R&B bitches over bullshit tracks. Uh-huh. Cocaine and crack, which brings sickness to black. Sick of swole head rappers with they sickening raps, claps and gaps, making a whole.
Hey everybody, listeners and fans of the Apostles of Bob podcast. It's been a while since we've done one. This is, of course, the third installment of our basketball only podcast here at Dear God YF Sports. This is the Yachtsman broadcasting live again from my apartment with the Skiz.
What's up?
And our special guest this evening, the big man himself, Barrister.
I like basketball.
You do like basketball
a little bit.
You play more basketball than anyone on the podcast.
I had a game last night. It was fun.
Yeah. And what position do you play? Point guard.
I play back guy in the middle.
So you are the Shaq to my Robert Horry.
I am Eddie Curry in white man form.
Okay, so you're Eddie Curry to my Jerome James.
Specifically,
both large and in charge.
Both.
And Skiz, you would be
Chris Duhon.
Okay. That's giving yourself too much credit. I would say
Steve
Blake. Mo Cheeks.
All I know is I'm
Eddie Curry. Like a young Mo Cheeks.
Mo Cheeks is like top 10 ever in assists, so I'm okay with
that. But he looks like you.
I'm Eddie Curry specifically.
Like if you were black, you'd look like
Mo Cheeks. No, we established last time I'm white Reggie Miller.
Oh, you are white Reggie Miller.
I'm Wedgie.
You're Wedgie. You're Wedgie Miller. I forgot about that.
Funny on multiple levels.
So we also have another honored guest who can't speak, but will periodically be sniffing, wagging her tail, perhaps chewing on a bone.
That's really mean to talk about apps like that.
Oh, yeah! Scout, the dog. Yay, Scouty!
Yay, puppy.
Okay, there we go. You can hear it a little bit, her tail wagging. Anyway, yeah, so
riveting stuff right
riveting,
there.
Fucking riveting. So we got a lot to talk about on the Apostles of Bob right now. Namely,
Linsanity.
Linsanity.
To infinity and beyond.
Oh,
let's keep going with them.
Lin it up. There's too many puns. But for reals, this is the best I've felt about basketball since, like, the 90s. I'm not even joking. This whole season. Now, I mean, yes, the Knicks have blown and really blown. Like, blown to a point that I didn't think they were going to blow to this level. And they've actually gone lower, than I expected, to a point that I thought that they weren't going to even sniff the playoffs. And then this guy comes around, and they're 9-15?
Seven straight wins.
Yeah. Seven straight wins.
And they're at 500.
They're at 500.
And now they're at 500, so they were 8-15.
They're sitting in the 8th playoff spot now.
Sitting in playoff spot. I mean, fuck, man. This is the best shit to happen to us in a while. I'm more than enthused. I'm elated.
I don't even know where to start. Like
I don't know what to do.
Like, obviously, you keep talking about Jeremy Lin. You posted today about Jeremy Lin and mm-hmm. how this.
You posted today.
I posted today.
Wow.
I know.
An hour after I did.
I didn't. You know. I'm just not. You know. When it strikes me, it strikes me.
Yeah.
I can't.
You're a rude person.
I can't. No, I'm not rude. I'm inconsiderate. I'm callous, not rude. I'm actually very like the structure of politeness. Hey, the Sabres just scored.
I'm sorry, I don't know what that is because this is a podcast about basketball.
Isn't this sucker free hockey free? Isn't that like
this is sucker free hockey free? No, I'm not. The tenets of politeness, the functions of politeness in a dinner party setting, specifically, I'm delightful. Callous and uncaring. Accurate.
How many dinner parties do you go to?
A lot. Are you kidding me? Have you met my parents? Grew up in Lexington.
I actually have not met your parents.
No, you haven't, actually.
So
none of us have.
No, no.
They don't exist.
Because they're not real.
Can't wait. They're secret. Wink.
Ew.
Sorry.
My mom listens to this. I apologize.
I didn't say anything about your mom.
Mom?
It didn't say anything about your mom? Did not say anything.
Right, mom?
Right, mom?
Hey,
mom.
Who farted? So, Jeremy Lin is amazing, and the thing that I love about it, this is where I'm going to start with, because they did this for people who, you all know this if you're listening to this right now, they did so without the guys they paid the big bucks to. They did it without Melo, they did it without Amari, and yeah, Amari has returned, and they are playing well together, but the way he's elevated everybody else on that team is ridiculous. Where guy, like, you look at last night, no one stood out in that game last night against the Kings. Eight guys in double digits. Jerry Jeffries was in double digits. Steve Novak, again, in double digits. It's incredible that...
Steve Novak had 14 points.
That's consistently. Double digits, yeah.
14 points. Well, yeah, it's double digits, but... The idea that Steve Novak had 14 points is fucking ridiculous. If you hear me kind of looping around the mic, it's because my dog is being a pain in the ass and eating various things that she shouldn't be, so I apologize. But continue.
To the bedroom.
But, I mean, it's got a... I mean, from a pretty sort of passive NBA follower. I mean, I follow the Knicks. I like the Knicks. I like basketball generally. I don't really get into it until late in the season. But, I mean, D'Antoni's got to be kind of breathing a sigh of relief right now.
Fuck yeah. D'Antoni's got his point guard.
I mean, he was probably looking at the door after another couple months of that bullshit.
He looks... I know me and Yasmin have talked about this. Lin looks... so much like Steve Nash in the old Phoenix Suns offense, it's unbelievable.
I know, because like, and it seems like that's a lazy comparison, or
it's not a lazy comparison.
I'm like, it's not. It's accurate. It's fucking accurate.
I've watched a ton of basketball, and you watch Lin play, and he looks like you know he did. You know what he did in the Raptors game. The Raptors game, he did something really simple that reminded me so much of Steve Nash. Is they started to come back in like the third quarter. They were down, I think they were down 12, and they'd scored a couple baskets. They got within like 10, and then the Raptors came right down and popped a three, you know, and it just kind of took a little steam out of them. Ball goes through the hoop, inbounds to Lin. Lin immediately starts pressing the floor, but the rest of the Knicks don't. You see Jared Jeffries and Stoudemire kind of slowly jogging down the floor. And Jeffries is kind of in Lin's way, and Lin literally just like waves him off, like, get moving, move. Like, we're pressing it right now. You're not doing what you're supposed to. And Jeffries was just like, oh. And Jeffries picked it up and ran down the court. And the way he took control like that, that's a Steve Nash type of thing. That's what a point guard in that system has to do. Tony Douglas wasn't doing that. And as much as I love Preston Shumpert, who's better off the bench, Preston Shumpert wasn't doing that. Lin, like...
No, you just called him Preston Shumpert twice.
What'd I call him?
Preston Shumpert.
Preston Shumpert.
Do you remember Preston Shumpert?
I do, from Syracuse.
From Syracuse.
Iman
Shumpert. Well, Iman Shumpert can do that because Iman Shumpert's not a point guard. And he was playing point guard. He's a... At best, he's a combo guard at... Or at worst, he's a combo guard. At best, he's a shooting guard.
Yeah.
So, real quick, we're going to take a beer break.
What do we got there right there?
We have the Corson Dunk Abbey Brune Brown Ale. It's basically a Belgian brown ale made at the Corson Dunk Brewery in Belgium. It's an Abbey-style beer. And it's about... I don't know what the ABV on this bitch is.
7.5, I think.
7.5, yeah. It's 7.5. Solid stuff. We're getting a little funky with our beers tonight. We went to a craft beer shop today to sponsor our alcoholism, because if you go craft, you feel like less of a degenerate getting annihilated. It's more, it's like artisanal alcoholism.
It's different than me showing up to a craft house cast with a 40 ounce of Coors Light.
Which you've done several times.
Which you've done.
I've done more times than not.
Yes. Yes. You have done it the lion's share of the time.
Well, again, I have really not watched a whole lot of the Knicks this year until the last about week and a half. I think Lin has a lot of what Steve Nash has, even just in like his shooting style. When he drives to the hoop, he, you know, has put up some amazing, just like absurd shots, like off of his hip, like reverses, like all sorts of bullshit that should not be dropping, and just does. And I mean,
how does a guy that is that small get through the lane and do things like he does?
I don't know.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. You see it, and you're like, how is he not getting blocked every time he drives down the lane? How is it not getting stolen?
I mean, yes, he's turning the ball over, which we can get to separately. But Steve Nash used to turn the ball over a lot, too, when he was younger.
Steve Nash turned the ball over, and I don't even think that's the worst stat to think about. I think the worst stat the stat that troubles the shit out of me is fucking Stoudemire getting blocked 8 times.
Yeah.
That in his first game back. And he got blocked a couple times yesterday, and he looked slow. Yeah, I know.
His brother died. Sad, sad, sad.
I'm totally
that's
kidding.
That's the worst ever.
I'm kidding. I'm fucking around.
No, you're not.
I'm fucking around. But, like, you know, dude's got to fucking step it up. I mean, especially
in
this.
Did you see his crybaby tattoo?
Tanner was like, isn't that because you killed, like, 5 guys? I was like, no. Isn't it, like, every 5th guy you get a teardrop? I was like, I don't know what, like, tough high school you went to, but I don't know anything about that. She's like, isn't he in a gang? I was like, I have no idea.
I mean,
apparently my girlfriend was a gangbanger back in the day.
Correct.
In fucking suburban, upper middle class, white New Jersey.
The mean streets of Morristown.
Yeah.
Morristown. Oh, God. Well, you know, the Knicks have been fun. I mean, and Melo's coming back this weekend.
Melo's back this weekend, our boy.
Tomorrow, possibly, right?
Yeah, Melo's back tomorrow.
And you'll be there Sunday.
I'll be there Sunday for the Mavs. I'm very excited about that. Basically, what I think...
What are your seats like?
Pretty good. I know she paid like $2 each.
So. That was before they were...
That was when they were horrible. She paid face. She's a girl. You know, they don't know how to buy tickets. But... No, legit, like we did it together.
You could sell those now and go on vacation.
We could probably sell them now and go on vacation.
And go on vacation.
And I mentioned that to her last night, and she was like, absolutely not.
Good for her.
We're not doing that. And I was like, really? I mean, my girlfriend is more, I can honestly say this like without any hyperbole, she is more invested in this Knicks team than I am.
It's incredible. And this is a girl who doesn't really like sports.
Doesn't watch sports. She works in fashion. She does not watch sports. She likes basketball because it's... I think the rhythm of basketball she enjoys a lot.
By the way, listeners, I'd like to apologize. I'm a little nervous, so I'm just chewing on a bone in the background after hearing that.
No, that's my dog. It's doing it. Quiet her out. I'm sorry, everyone, for that.
It's better than her humping me right now.
That's true. You've been humped by her a lot.
Better by
her. I think that's actually going to be the cover of the
Can we get that cast on video?
I have it in photo form.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Sam, Mr. Hartman, took a video of that because he's
creepy. That's weird.
He's creepy.
That's weird. That creeps me out.
Weird. So what else is going on in the NBA this year? That was a word.
Yeah, this is like the most boring 12 minutes we've ever done on the
NBA. Look, we're excited and we don't even know how to...
I know, like,
I don't even know what to say. I mean, it's amazing. Jeremy Lin is awesome. When he's taking over games, this is what I want to say. Okay?
Edit this shit out. That's a fucking nasty goal, dude. That is sick. Holy shit, bro. That's fucking stupid.
That is
like, hey, guy. I wish I had anyone on my team. I'm so good.
This is what I want to say, all right?
Fucking
fuck anyone on Twitter or anywhere who's talking about how the Lin thing isn't interesting and it's overplayed and... there's a couple things on Twitter that was like, I didn't like Tebow, but at least Tebow was more interesting because people actually watch football. And then this is a
who
hockey fan.
Who are you following?
People retweet things and things pop up that I see and I don't
call
know.
Call this person out because that person is retarded.
I don't remember who it was.
Why do I say retarded? I need to get off.
Yeah, you really need to.
It's insulting.
It is
insulting. Well, yeah, I mean, they're still a super marginalized segment of society. Yeah. So what can you do?
They're also retarded.
You're bad. You're such a bad person.
Wow, that really rounded it out. It was like good, 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 good. You're awful.
I'm the devil.
Yeah,
I'm the devil. I only do shit.
And
like
the
that.
Way the light's coming down on you in that corner. There it is.
So speaking of offensive, hey Scooter. Speaking of offensive, anyone catch that graphic at the end of the Knicks game last night?
That was so racist.
The fortune cookie graphic?
That was so fucking racist.
How is that racist? I don't understand.
I don't know him though. Like, I don't know if he's being serious or if he's joking, because I've known him to be like, I'm taking a stand on something absurd. So I don't know. I don't know what you're doing right now.
I do that a lot. I'm taking a stand on something absurd. Okay.
So, I'm totally wrong in this topic, but I'm going to argue it out.
So for any
flowers are no good for anybody.
So for any listeners that
the levels must have been so high just now.
The Italians aren't hard workers.
Oh, that was a good blog post.
That was so good. Yeah, anyone who doesn't watch MSG, maybe, you know, just caught the highlights or whatever, or
nobody in Buffalo.
Nobody in Buffalo. how's that going, Buffalo? But yeah, at the end of the game last night, there was a fortune cookie opened with a Nick's Good Fortune piece of paper with Jeremy Lin's face. And the worst of it, to me, just because it made it even more absurd, was his bright blue Gatorade tongue.
Yeah.
Because it just looked so stupid and budget on top of being incredibly, incredibly racist.
Was there...
Not to mention, as you pointed out when we were discussing before, like, his heritage is not even strictly Chinese.
No, it's Taiwanese.
Yeah, very different.
Taiwan,
very
different.
Very different.
They're about to cause global nuclear... Nuclear? I said nuclear.
Yep.
They're about to cause global nuclear holocaust because of the difference in their heritage.
Like, for the past 20 years.
Yeah, so, you know.
Cool.
Jeremy Lin might be the one to save us.
Not only is he a point guard, he's a peacemaker as well.
I believe it.
It's like Rocky ending the Cold War.
Rocky did end the Cold War.
He did.
If you really think about it.
Because if I can change, and you can change.
Then we can all change.
We can all change.
We can all change.
Because if I can change, you can change. Then maybe we can all change.
This is more like it.
Adrian! Did anyone see the like the reboot movie?
Yeah, it was phenomenal.
I loved it.
Good?
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Mason the Line Dixon.
I did not see it.
It's amazing.
It's unfortunate.
It was great.
It was so good.
In fact, the match at the end, they did it like HBO style. Like, it looked like an actual boxing match, and they had what's his face calling it. And
Letterman was. There was a Letterman card, and it was Merchant. Larry Merchant was called.
Larry Merchant. Yeah.
Larry Merchant is the devil.
You are right now.
So this is our boxing podcast.
Welcome to the Apostles of Pugilism.
Dying sport.
It's sad. So true.
Did you catch Mike Tyson? Well, back to basketball. Did you catch Mike at the halftime?
Yeah, that ear thing was pretty heavy.
Ooh.
Amazing. They asked if you could change one thing about your career, what would you change? And he says, yeah, that ear thing was pretty heavy.
Are you serious?
Awesome.
The halftime of the Knicks game.
I watched that happen.
Did you?
I watched him.
No, yeah.
And then he spat it out.
Like nothing had happened.
Like,
he's like, weird, there's an ear in my mouth, guys.
Like, chomp.
Let's keep going.
Like, you just, Mike, you just ate his ear.
He just bit a man's ear off.
Could you imagine if that had happened now? Like, if that had happened now, like, I think the internet would have ended.
Twitter would have broken.
Everything would have broken.
Yes.
The internet, the cables would have caught fire.
It would have happened in UFC, though, because no one watches boxing anymore. They watch UFC.
Yeah, but I would, like, expect it to happen in UFC. Like, who's to say that hasn't happened before?
Yeah.
I don't get that sport. I'm never going to get it.
Pretty sure they're giving each other handies while they do it.
I watched the movie.
I'd watch it then.
Oh, he spilled on himself, too.
I did.
It looks like you have like a little jizz stain, just like a little kiss of a jizz stain.
Well, this, right, that spit, that is jizz right there.
Mm. Oh, okay.
That's from earlier.
That's funny.
Pitching 10.
Yep.
All right, so we should take a break. It's about that time. We'll take a little music break.
We should...
To keep things moving around.
What we haven't even talked about music.
Well, because we usually do our we do our hip hop. I actually know what song I want to play.
Okay.
I want to go with a little Craig Mack.
Right now, Flavor in Your Ear.
I wanted the not the remix,
the original
Flavor in Your Ear right now.
Phenomenal song. All right.
Enjoy the ugliest hip hop artist of all time.
Flavor in Your Ear. My shit come by fatter. I got the data to turn your body into antimatter. And just like a piece of sizzling, you'll fit inside my stomach with the eggs and grits between. The king is what I mean. I mean, my man, get a cup and put some change inside your hands. Now hold up, let's make this official. Everybody, let's agree that MCs need a tissue. The folks my only issue. I bet your mama miss you, and I bet the Mac take off like an MX missile. No more you whining on the charts climbing as I make the funk kicking out more harder than a diamond. And if you didn't know who's rhyming, I guess I'm gonna say Craig Mack with perfect timing. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, kicking mad flavor in your ear. Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Mac's brand new flavor in your ear. All right, we're back. You wanted to say something about butts and ashtrays and whatnot?
I have to now. I'm on spot. I don't want to do it. I'm nervous.
So wait.
Anyway.
So right now,
people are upset that I get. People are angry that I just happen to get more lady parts than areas of cigarette putting out.
Worst.
Oh God!
But we just cracked.
You
open.
Wanted it.
We cracked.
I gave it to you.
We just cracked open our third sampler beer of the night.
Yes.
This may take the cake. How long has that been sitting in your fridge?
That is actually a year this month.
Wow.
It has been in my cellar, which is basically one shelf in my fridge. we just drank a Brew Dog, which is a small English brewery. And we drank their Tokyo, which is their most limited of limited edition beers that they make. And it is...
Just smelling it is getting me drunk.
Yeah, it's described as an intergalactic fantastic oak age stout. 18.2% alcohol. It's an imperial stout brewed with copious amounts of specialty malts, jasmine, cranberries, and then it's dry hopped with a quote-unquote bucket load of our favorite hops, before carefully being aged on French toasted oak chips.
And inspired by a video game.
And inspired by a video game.
In Japan.
So this
Leave it to the Japanese.
Fucking A, man. Leave it to the English and the Japanese to really get something crazy.
I love six schlitzes.
Fuck it, whatever's free. So we're drinking this right now, and this shit is fucking delectable.
Yeah, there's shit floating in it.
It's like that sediment.
Dankest beer I've ever drank.
Yeah.
It's pretty delicious.
Whoa, hey Scott.
So, the All-Star Game's coming up. As the Knicks, after the Knicks end this little five-game homestead that they started with their first win last night. All-Star Game. Thoughts? We just found out. I just dropped the news to you
that Linsanity is going to be in the point guard competition.
Well, he might be. They're trying to make that happen.
Oh, right. The other one.
They're trying to make the NBA is obviously dying to get him involved in the NBA festivities. So they're trying to get him involved somehow.
As well, they should.
Absolutely. I mean, it's what people know about and are watching right now. But the news that came in today that Shumpert, Iman, not Preston, that I said twice. Why did you not stop me the first time?
I just wanted to see you roll it.
I wonder what Preston Sharpe's doing. Europe? Ooh. Playing in Europe? Or
probably playing in Europe.
I could find that out.
You could Google that.
Yeah,
or selling black tar heroin in the streets of Jakarta. You never know.
Wow.
Is there a difference?
I don't think there is.
Except Jakarta's not in Europe.
Jakarta is not in the geographical sense of the word, no.
No.
Which is the only sense of the word you use.
To describe Europe. In the American geographical sense, yeah, it's over there.
Yeah,
Europe.
In America, it's everything is America.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. I'm not sure.
The Chinese are just...
All right, so that guy's name is Preston Shumpert?
Americans
Preston
who don't get Shumpert. It.
So Shumpert, the Shrump, is going to be in the dunk contest. Which has me pretty excited. Because we like the Knicks, and Shump is awesome. And he's not a big dunker in games.
I've only seen him dunk once or twice. He dunks pretty savagely. He's about 6'4". What is Preston Shumper doing right now?
Well, first of all, his wiki page lists him as Mert Shumpert. So I don't know if he's... I think Preston's his middle name.
Okay.
Incidentally.
Mert as in Murtaza?
Mert as... just says Mert.
Murtaug.
Mert Preston Shumpert. He's currently, and apparently he is of Turkish descent. But he's currently playing for a Turkish club, Galatasaray. I'm not sure.
Galatasaray. I'm sorry.
That's
Galatasaray.
The
they're always in the Champions League.
Galamimus.
They always win the Turkish league.
We're talking about basketball.
I know. Over there they have the football clubs and everything, so it's like the whole... They have the soccer
team. Over there.
Yeah, right? Americans who don't get it. I'm going to keep using that. That's a good one.
I hate Canada.
Right? Fucking Canadians.
Ugh.
God damn it.
America's hat.
America's stupid fucking hat.
Stupid hat.
America's stupid hat that I want to kind of move there.
Better than the boots.
And
and kind of live there. Better than the boots? What are the boots? Florida and Texas?
Is that like a Mexican joke?
Yeah, it's supposed to be Mexican, but I don't know.
That doesn't.
What would that be then?
America's saddle.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say sack. I was so certain that was what was coming out.
Do the work we don't want to do.
Right, guys?
Oh.
I just said right, guys, because you said something, and then I didn't know what you said, and then I realized what you said.
Wait.
And now I just realized it's a party to racism.
And fortune cookie graphic.
Yeah.
Was there
Where's
a
your outrage now, douche?
was there a soundbite of... No, never mind. I was going to...
Well, that's unfortunate. So Lynn might be playing in the point guard competition.
There's a rumor.
Is that the one that they pass through the little?
It's the one that no one watches.
Oh, got it. The one that Steve Nash dominated for like 10 years.
Yeah, and
no one
now Chris Paul does. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, that's fun.
But how about the? Are you interested? Like, I don't. The only All Star, All Pro, anything game that I usually pay any attention to, weirdly, is the NBA. Weekend. I'm not sure why.
Well, the dunk contest is.
Yeah,
than
I don't
anything.
Care about. I don't care about the All Pro game.
Scout is going to town on that ball.
That and she's bleeding. Awesome.
Aww. Oh, that's gonna be pretty loud, probably on the pickup. But that's
all right. No, I agree.
Yeah, the NHL weekend. I am so absolutely bored by it. I can't watch it. I don't watch the...
Did it happen yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jason Pominville plays.
He plays for the Sabres, right?
I think so. I don't watch MLB All-Star game, but for some reason the NBA All-Star, I watch all the events and a good portion of the game usually. I'm not sure why.
Well, it's... I mean, the three-point competitions... I mean, I watch...
I love the three-point
I watch that shit for, like, the college... When they do the college, like, three-point dunk competitions... I think the McDonald's All American for high school does the same thing, and I watch that whenever it's on. I mean, ESPN replays it about 10 times, so I get my chance. But no, I agree. I mean, I think that the dunk contest is, you know, as good as it gets when it comes to All Star sort of novelty factor. And it's, I mean, it sort of had a little, it tailed off for a few years, but...
I don't like how the All-Star games in general, except for the NHL, because I don't really remember the NHL one ever being, like, super competitive. But I remember, like, All-Star games, even up until, like, middle school, dude, All-Star games were serious.
Yeah.
Like, people don't fuck around. And like, MLB, like, the MLB All-Star game... Dude, that's a fucking game. Well, I mean, they fucking play their dick off.
But I don't. But for some reason, I can't get into it though.
NBA All Star Game used to be awesome because remember Jordan and like Magic would go at it.
Oh my god, absolutely.
I would say even
into like the late 90s, there were times. Do you remember when I know this name is kind of sacrilege with the Knicks, but do you remember the game where Marbury like it was when it was still like it was to the point where it was in the middle, like it wasn't.
I haven't thought of Stephon Marbury in
But do you remember that All-Star game that he went to? Like, it was like his first or second, and you drop like 40 and you hit the three at the buzzer to win it. Like, that game was competitive. I remember watching that game buzzer to buzzer and being enthralled by it. And now, like, I'll tune it on and I'll still watch it, but you're right, it's not competitive anymore.
Can you imagine if Stephon Marbury wasn't such a douchebag of a human being, how awesome he probably could have been?
Could have been a great, amazing player in the NBA.
Do you want to know a fun fact?
I would love to know a fun fact.
When I play intramural basketball for the last 2.5 seasons.
Stephon Marbury's on your team?
No, I wear a pair of protégés. That's true.
A pair of protégés?
Oh, those aren't Marbury shoes. Those are...
No, he's got the Starbury ones.
Those were fucking Al Harrington shoes. Oh, that's right.
You take it. I'm going to let you take it. I'm going to let you run with this one.
First of all,
there's so much shit going on in my head right now, I can't even say anything. I had 8 jokes and I just went.
First of all, they match our jerseys. Second of all,
of course they do.
You have jerseys?
Yep.
What's your team name?
Oh, fuck.
We're just named our
fucking
division.
Well,
yeah, which I won't name.
Slow fucking white kids, overeducated white kids, weren't that athletic? That's the name of the team.
With the token D3 player who shoots threes all game and wins it for us. Yeah, he's great.
Slow.
Yeah, they have like the one kid who went to like I went to Hamilton and
slow
I was 78.
The slow ups, slow overeducated white players. The slow ups.
Yep, that's us. And they were $9, and the only bad
they were $9.
Amazing.
And the only bad thing was that I had to go into a Kmart to get them.
Let's talk about that Al Harrington plays basketball, professional basketball, on $9 shoes.
That's amazing. That's are they only for sale at Kmart? Is that like exclusive to Kmart?
Yeah. Like Starburst were through what, like, whatever that store is called. Steve Madden or whatever.
Steven Berry's.
Something like that.
Steven Berry's, right.
These ones are only.
And he was like, I want kids to afford shoes, $20 a pair. And Al Harrington's like, oh, wait. Wait up. I have $9 sneakers.
Well, no, the funny thing is that
Wait.
The protege is like, it's just that they sell like every generation at the store still, because apparently they just never sold out and they still have them on the shelf.
No one bought that.
So I go and like, I just.
Who the fuck would buy a pair of Al Harrington? Like, yo, seriously? I'm going to get me a pair of Chris Kamen's.
You know what I want to do? I really want to go to school today and get my ass beat, so I better go out and get a pair of Al Harrington's to wear. So I get my ass kicked and made fun of all day long.
Oh, man, I can't wait to get my Matt Barnes. Hell yeah, son.
Oh, covered in STDs. Oh.
How'd you get STDs on your shoe?
Matt Barnes did it.
Right, well, first of all...
what are we talking about?
If you're a big kid playing basketball like me, you get the cheapest shoes because they're going to wear out. They are.
Do you drive?
I mean...
I want to watch you drive. I have to come out and say I don't want to watch you drive.
It's a drive that turns into a post up because whoever's guarding me is faster than me. Guaranteed. I can't beat.
How many charges do you commit a game?
Do I commit?
Yeah.
I don't commit charges.
Really?
Yeah. If I'm going,
so people are just like committing blocking foul after blocking foul on you because you're just like
hurricane. Yeah, no. Or yeah. I'll like.
Do you have refs? You have refs, right?
Yeah. I'll get fouled on a hook shot.
You hate the refs?
Wait, did you just say hook shot?
Yeah.
Good.
What? Yes. God.
I'm not awful. I went to Buffalo State basketball
me
camp
too.
For about 6 years.
Excuse me. Down.
I won.
Hey.
My claim to fame.
Down. Apologist, down.
My claim to fame was being one of the tallest kids in my division. And 1 year I won the Macker 3-on-3 tournament.
You won the Macker?
Yeah. Well, not the Buffalo, but
the handicap division.
No, the one
the slow overeducated white player division.
No, the one during the Buff State basketball camp. Yeah, I won it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was
the tallest kid in the camp that year.
I'm ripping on you right now. I am the world's worst basketball player.
I can picture that.
I'm laughably bad at basketball.
We should play this summer. It'll be fun.
You should.
You'll never see me pick up a basketball.
Does Apps play?
Apps has got a pretty good stroke. Apps can hit.
No, but it doesn't.
We're talking about basketball now.
Oh. See what we did there?
We took a minute.
It was masturbating your penis. I get it.
He does that every day. 5 times.
How crazy is that?
It's like watching.
That's so anomalous to anyone in this room.
Chiffing.
So that's awkward.
Is this what happens when the barrister... The past two Apostles of Bob are pretty normal. I blame you.
I blame myself.
Yeah, I mean, like you get any combination of the three of us in a room together, and it's going to turn into fucking stupidity.
But it's all been based on basketball, and that's what matters.
Well, we're at 32 minutes, so we have 3 minutes left.
We should wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
Do we want anything
like
else?
You should have with that Saigon whore.
It burns.
Anyway.
Should we talk about college basketball now?
No, fuck college basketball.
You're gonna dump on Cuse like
that? Oh, all right. Yeah, no, I do love the Cuse. I love the Cuse. I just hate everything else about college basketball. I love Syracuse basketball. I fucking hate college basketball. I'll say it.
Really?
Because I you know what? It didn't used to be like that. I used to love college ball, but like I hate hearing so many people now. I mean, obviously not being mature or thoughtful or substantive whatsoever in what I should be doing, so I'm just going to be, rage. I dislike the amount of people who come out and say, oh, man, I would never watch pro basketball, fucking college basketball. Yeah. I'm like, dude, you don't.
But the people that
the
say
next
that,
level. Like, it's,
the
it's,
people that say that don't watch college basketball, though. They just say that because it's what you're supposed to say. If you write, oh, really? What do you think maybe the top five, top 10 players in college
the
basketball
say
are? They can't
are,
say that.
The people who say that are racist.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
No, they don't like good basketball. Did you see Jeremy Fredette last night? He's not good.
You fucking Gordon Hayward.
He's a year removed from
Tyler Hansbrough. I'm sorry. These motherfuckers aren't good.
But speaking of like saying the NBA is good, did you watch? And it was on ESPN last night. So the Warriors Blazers game last night. Did you get to watch any of it?
No, I heard really good things.
It was incredible. It was unbelievable game. And I props to one white guy because David Lee was playing fucking crazy. But the Gerald Wallace was playing unbelievable basketball on that team, and Monta Ellis can just hit some of the most ridiculous shots you've ever seen in
your life. Yeah. I'm just going to say from my personal experience, the people who say that they like college basketball over pro basketball are either one of two things. Ignorant, like they just don't watch. Ignorant in the truest sense of the word is, and they don't watch pro basketball.
They're just saying it to say.
And
it.
Or they just don't watch, or they're racist. And that's my own experience. I'm not saying that that is the norm. I'm not saying that that's true for everyone. I'm just saying the people who have said that to me, at the root of everything, at the end of the day, after several beers, usually it comes out that they're just like, it's some sort of coded or worse overt racism, which is how it usually ends up for me.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, pro basketball is just what's going on?
I just got a rumor about the Knicks.
What?
J.R. Smith.
Oh, yeah. That's
I didn't know that.
They're going to cut Bachman and bring in Smith. That's great.
I had no idea.
It's more bench scoring.
You think that's a good thing?
Yeah.
I heard he might go to the Nets.
No, it's either the Knicks or the Clippers.
I don't like that.
But
I didn't mean to interrupt me. That's just a big deal. I don't like J.R. Smith.
I heard someone talking about him going to the Clippers who's trying to go to the Nets game in a couple weeks when the Clippers are in town.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but everything you were saying, I'm with you.
You're talking a lot of like really kind of soapboxy stuff right now.
I know.
Are you going to follow it up by saying something extremely racist?
You know who I don't trust as a people in general? Just because I think their work ethic is not good.
The Irish?
And the Italians.
Ah, there's that those Italians.
Yeah.
There it is.
Fucking Italians.
Yeah.
Tony Kukoc?
Oh, yeah, definitely people. Balkan people in general. I just don't.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I guess that's where we're going to end it.
I'm obviously joking, except for you Italians. You people.
And you, Tony Kukoc. Fuck you.
Yeah. Fuck you, Tony Kukoc.
So,
thanks. Well, Vlade Flop Divac.
Oh, gosh.
Fucking hated that guy.
Well, thanks for having me on the Apostles, guys.
Yeah, man.
It was the first, you know. My
thanks for coming.
My cherry hath been popped.
That's a visual I didn't need.
I like it. I like it. I'm gonna run with it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna put that in the spank bank.
Wow. Well. So, are we going out with any particular music collection?
Oh yeah, we didn't discuss this.
Hmm.
Scott, what do you want to hear?
Really? You want to hear Nas? Okay.
Got it.
What, I mean, anything in particular? Nas is like? All right. All right, Scott. I like your taste.
Chosen by a dog.
All right.
Until next time.
Until next time, this is the Apostle of Bob featuring the Skiz, Elliot Taro, and, of course, the barista. Barrister.
See what I did there? Freedom of jail clips inserted. A baby's being born, same time a man is murdered. The beginning and end. As far as rap goes, it's only natural. I explain my plateau and also what defines my name. First it was nasty, but times have changed. Ask me now, I'm the artist, but hardcore, my signs for pain. I spent time in the game, kept my mind on fame. Saw fiends shoot up and do lines of cocaine. Saw my close friend shot, flatlining my sane. That depends, carry Mac-10s to practice my aim. On rooftops, tape CD covers the trees. Line a barrel up with your weak pitch. Squeeze. Street scriptures for lost souls in the crossroads. To the corner thugs hustling for cars that cost dough. To the big dogs living large, taking it light. Pushing big toys, getting nice. Join your life is what you make it. Suicide, few tried to take it. Belt tied around their neck and jail cells naked. Heaven and hell, rap legend, presence is felt. And of course, NAS are the letters that spell. Nas like life or death. My rap. My poetry's deep, I never felt. Nas like, Nas like. Half man, half amazing. Nazis like life or death. I'm a rapper. My poetry's deep, I never felt. Nazis like half man, half amazing. No doubt. Nazis like earth, wind, and fire. Rims and tires. Bulletproof glass inside is the realest driver. Planets in orbit. Line them up with the stars. Tarot cards, you can see the pharaoh Nas.